is very similar, so I'll sing it once and then please sing it with us.
Parishioners at Immaculate Conception Church in Fayetteville practice some of the new music that will accompany the new translation of the Catholic Mass. It's a change that goes into effect the first week of Advent, the last weekend of November this year. Catholics have been saying the same prayers and responses in Mass since Richard Nixon was president, a lifetime for many. So it's a big deal. Thomas Andino, a campus minister at Lemoyne College, has been leading workshops focusing on the change there.
Almost everything, with the exception of the word Amen didn't change, the word Alleluia didn't change, and the Lord's Prayer and Lamb of God were left totally alone.
The biggest question he gets, why is the church doing it now?
All right, after Vatican II, our current prayers were translated based on a principle called dynamic equivalence. When you translate a language, that you see what it says in this language, and you translate it and allow it to fit into the language that you're translating it. The new rules for translation, it's now called formal equivalence. It's almost a word-for-word translation.
Father Joe Scardella is teaching the new translation to parishes across the Syracuse Diocese.
We did workshops for priests, deacons, liturgical ministers, musicians, Catholic school teachers, our catechetical people in our religious education programs.
In many cases, in this new translation, just a word has changed. Scardella says that can alter the entire meaning of a prayer.
We've changed the word cup in the consecration of the precious blood to chalice. And what's the big deal? Is chalice more formal? It is, but it has a different connotation. If you look up in the dictionary the meaning of the word chalice, its exact meaning is a cup that is shared. It's just not a normal cup. The word chalice is more indicative of what the Eucharist is. It's something that we share.
And Dino notes some of the changes will more accurately follow Scripture, and one was penned by Pope Benedict, what the priest says at the end of Mass.
So often we hear the Mass has ended. When I was little, we'd hear, thanks be to God. I thought, well, thanks be to God, it's over, you know. And now he penned the new dismissals. My favorite is, go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
So what's going to be the toughest thing for parishioners to learn?
And with your spirit. Because being the creatures of habit that we are, as soon as the priest says, the Lord be with you, you're going to say the same thing back that you always said, and also with you.
Now, while parishioners are learning these new responses and some changes in prayers, it's going to be a bigger challenge for priests who've been saying these Masses for four decades, like Tom Ryan, pastor of Immaculate Conception in Fayetteville.
We've been just kind of slowly going through it and looking at it from something as simple as the opening and closing prayers of the Mass to the Eucharistic, particularly the Eucharistic prayers.
He says the translation does pose a bit of a challenge.
I'm not sure it's the best grammar in the world. Some of it, the opening prayers, what we're calling the collect, seem to me to have some run-on sentences. They may have done a great job translating, but some of the grammar I'm not sure is the greatest.
But church leaders are hoping that one plus of all of this is a deeper understanding of what's being said at Mass.
This is going to cause us, I hope, to ponder some of those words and what they mean again, which will hopefully cause us to maybe participate a little bit more.
One thing's for sure, Scardella says it might be a surprise for some over Christmas.
People that don't come to Mass regularly are going to walk in and say, what's going on? Because everything has changed, and it's going to really be a mixed bag for Christmas. You know, I've jokingly said we should put notes on our door saying, Mass has changed since you were here last.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.